This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Scientists say new clues are coming to light in their search for a possible origin of COVID-19 in China. The data seems to contradict the popular lab leak theory. On Friday, the World Health Organization announced an analysis of genetic material suggests a connection between the virus and raccoon dogs. That's an animal that was commonly traded at a seafood wet market in Wuhan, China. A faith-based group partnered with Mount Carmel and the Wounded Warriors Project to present ornate walking canes for local veterans. Friday, the boys from Trail Life Group 1613 presented the veterans with the canes they'd been working on for months. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office is bringing back a requirement that all new hires be post-certified. That means everyone must complete a course of law enforcement classwork and skills testing. The hope is to attract deputies with a higher level of job readiness on day one and ultimately help fix staffing shortages. Over the last 5 years, the Sheriff's Office installed a different training model to help fix those shortages, but now more applications means tougher standards. The Colorado Springs Police Department plans to have 4 extra patrols on duty tonight to promote and enforce traffic safety for St. Patrick's Day weekend. Police said the patrols will not only focus on downtown, but across the city as well. One person is now recovering after being shot on the southeast side of Colorado Springs last night. That shooting happened at a home on Conquista Drive near Murray and Fountain. According to the Colorado Springs Police, it happened just before 9 p.m. We're told there was a disturbance at the home, and minutes later, shots were fired from the street. No suspects have been found. The victim was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, and the investigation is ongoing. According to Colorado Springs Utilities, crews responded to a reported outage in downtown Colorado Springs affecting more than 600 customers. A utility spokesman said the outage was first reported around 9:30 Friday morning. Springs Utilities said this was along Cimarron Street, Colorado Avenue, and Limit Street. Some signals were also out along Cascade. The outage also knocked out power to several government buildings, including El Paso County Centennial Hall. At around 11:30 in the morning, Springs Utilities said the service had been restored and the suspected cause of the outage was equipment failure. Thanks to your generosity, KRDO has raised nearly $1.5 million in just 4 years through our Absolutely Colorado efforts, benefiting locally based charities like Shield 616, Care and Share Food Bank, and Toys for Tots, just to name a few. A Pueblo County woman will spend the next 6 years behind bars for the death of her nephew. The Pueblo County Sheriff's Office says Kayla Mitchell is guilty of child abuse. Court records show her nephew, 19-month-old Maverick Mitchell, died while in her care, suffering from serious injuries from the abuse. She was originally arrested in 2021 and will spend the next 6 years in community corrections. With just a little more than 2 weeks until the election, Colorado Springs voters are starting to fill out their mail-in ballots. So far, more than 9,000 ballots have been returned for mayor, city council, and a big question about extending the trails and open space special tax. The highest engagement is downtown and areas to the west where neighborhoods tend to be a little older, and you find a lot of voters invested in questions of wildfire safety.
Storm Tracker 13's Julia Donovan giving you a quick check on your weather this Saturday morning. It's a cold start with temperatures in the single digits and teens out the door right now. It'll get slightly warmer than yesterday with highs in the 40s in most areas today. We'll stay dry in most places, but could have some afternoon flurries over the mountains and breezy conditions across the plains. I'm Julia Donovan. That's weather on KRDO News Radio. You go out there and have a fun and safe St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.